This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The business station. My name is Jeff Sandhu. I was hoping that Josh was going to say the business station. Anyways, my name is Jeff Sandhu. This is Enterprise Biz Bites together with
Frida Liu,
Arvind Ibraj.
And we are asking you, how far away is Malaysia from being digitally savvy? Remember, you can get in touch 018-789-8899, or you could tweet us or send us an Instagram message. It's at BFM Radio. Basically, we're just talking about how important is coding. And have you learned any coding? You can also let us know if you've learned coding. How did you learn it? Was it difficult? And also, like, you know, you don't have to mention your age, but just, you know, sort of like the age bracket, because, you know, according to Sharman Singh, the founder of Edu360, you're saying that as you progress older, it becomes more difficult to understand and absorb something like coding, right? Because at the end of the day, again, it's a language, so it's a way of thinking. So for you to be able to learn coding, say at the age of 45 and above, it may be, you know, longer. I'm not saying it's impossible. It is possible, but it will take you so long for you to catch up. So, you know, let us know, how have you been learning some of the new ways of thinking for the digital future? Anyways, Arvind, borrowing charging cable seems like a bad idea.
Bad idea.
This is why I actually purchased a charging cable and a charger for Frida Liu. Because mine was always being
because
borrowed.
Because you knew it's a bad idea.
It was a bad idea.
I didn't know why.
So it's a bad idea because according to Charles Henderson, he's from the head of X-Force Red at IBM Security. So he says there are certain things in life that you just don't borrow. If you were on a trip or vacation and you realize that you forgot to pack underwear, you wouldn't ask your co-travelers if you could borrow their underwear. You'd go to a store and buy new underwear. It's a weird thing to say.
Those things I understand.
But
cable?
He's actually talking about charging cables, and he's comparing charging cables to underwear. Borrowing underwear. It's a weird thing to say. Like, it's something with him.
A toothbrush, right? Okay.
A toothbrush or any hygiene item, I guess. But so he says that you should never ever borrow, and you should always use your own from a trusted source, because cyber hackers have figured out how to implant charging cables with malware. Yeah, and remotely hijack devices and computers. And his team sometimes uses this prank or this trick to teach clients to be less trusting of third-party charging cables. So what they'll do is they will pack like a free iPhone cable. They will send it to one of their clients. They will see if the client actually plugs it into their computer.
Oh,
and then they will call the client and say, we know you plugged the thing into your computer because we detected it and we are connected to your charging cable. And this is why you should never use stuff that you get for free in the mail, especially electronic devices. Which it's a bit scary, but it's also something that we never think of, because when you don't have a charging cable, you just take it from someone else.
I find it a bit extreme,
right?
Yeah,
but I can see this happening to you know, especially high profile individuals who may have sensitive information, especially if you work with the, you know, the banking sector, the healthcare industry, any industry that, or any kind of job position that you have that that has sensitive data on your phone or on your laptops, you would generally have like a password on your phone. So if you have a password on your phone, then you should just have your own kind of cables, because cables are now a way into your phone, basically.
Your phone, He's saying it's the same as sharing your password. So if you give someone your cable, it's like giving them your password. Because last week at the DEF CON hacking conference, a hacker by the name of MG, he demonstrated an iPhone lightning cable that he modified. So after using the cable to connect an iPod to a Mac computer, MG remotely accessed the cable's IP address and took control of the Mac, and MG also said that he could remotely kill the implanted malware and erase all evidence of its existence. So you would never know it was there. Like, zero breadcrumbs, no footprint. He could do all the damage, hack into someone's computer, get all the information, and you'd never know that MG was there at all.
So this also comes down to like your digital savviness, because when you go onto an e-commerce store and if you search for a charging cable, you would get, I would say, 100 at least of different variations of a charging cable, and they're all at different prices. I think they start at like 99 cents till like, you know, the 70 ringgit ones. And you as a consumer, you would buy the 99 cents one because that makes sense to you, right? Because it's cheap.
It's cheap.
But there is a risk when you do buy these cheap ones. Besides, it's just being, you know, it doesn't work when it arrives, or it malfunctions after a couple of days, or it blows your phone up. The other risk now it carries is that it could be an entry for a malware to get into your device.
If you're not careful where it comes from, or you don't know who packed the cable, or where the cable was sold, or who's making the cable.
This is stuff of movies, man.
It is stuff of movies.
But it's real.
It's real. Wow. And he's saying it's because it's so cheap and it's so small and it can cause so much damage and it's such serious damage. He says
And so innocent, right?
So innocent. That's exactly the word that he used. He said because it looks so innocent. And sometimes you get it from the hotel front desk. He says that's another thing you should never do. You know, when you get it from friends, when you get it from people in the airport. Another thing he mentioned was USB charging stations in public places like airports.
I never do that.
Yeah. He says that the USB ports can be modified and have been modified before to include malware and spyware. Not the electric port, not where you plug in the charger itself, but the USB port where the cable goes in, that one can be modified. So even if you use a clean cable, plugging it into a USB port that has been hacked is also dangerous. So then it affects your cable.
I've personally seen, I was traveling to the US for a conference, for a security conference.
And really?
I was traveling to the US for a security conference and I was on the flight with a fellow security expert. And he kind of just like showed me how just open the web is when it comes to free public Wi-Fi and so on and so forth, right? So while we're waiting to board the internal flight in the US, he just turned on his laptop, you know, entered a bunch of things, opened a program, and it showed there are like at least 60 people that he can access their device because they're just using the public Wi-Fi.
The communal Wi-Fi.
Yeah. So it took him less than 30 seconds to do this. And you don't need coding language to do this because it's not like movies that you go key in like, you know, certain bunch of, you know, gibberish numbers and alphabets. It's just a software that you can download from, you know, like the dark web and things like that, right? So running that software, it was able to scan and within like 30 seconds, you've got like, you know, a whole bunch of people's IPs and devices that they use, type of devices. So, you know, how many iPads, how many iPhones, how many, you know, Samsung phones, LG phones, all this kind of stuff, all that information. And then what you do with it is then requires, you know, more steps to build in place. But, you know, you have the base itself. You're basically at the front door. Is this how you're going to knock into that door and get in is the question, right?
And this has nothing to do with like Wi-Fi passwords. So a lot of people think if you have like a Wi-Fi key or Wi-Fi password that you're completely secure, which is not. As long as it's an open network, it's an open network.
As long as you're connected to the internet, you're open.
You are open. Henderson ends it by saying, you know, he compares it to tech hygiene, he calls it, and charging cables are like very personal items. So same goes for hotel front desks. He says to never ever borrow charging cables from there. And then again, he goes like, don't be tempted. If the front desk has a drawer full of underwear, would you wear those? I don't know what his deal is with this.
He
keeps saying it multiple times. I don't know what his problem.
He must be a lot of fun at parties, you know? Yeah, I think he's the sort of person I want to avoid.
Yeah, but I like his point, but I don't like the way he says it. A bit weird, but yeah, so that's the point, charging cables.
So very simple, just go on to buy legitimate charging cables and then just have it in various different places. I've got one in my car, I've got one in my home, I've got one in my office, and I've got one in my backpack as well. So there you go. Get in touch with us. How far away is Malaysia from being digitally savvy? You can tweet us at BFM Radio, Instagram at BFM Radio, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. This is Best Coast with Our Deal, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.